This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV time is 7 after the hour. The DJV program is on the air. Doug, Jen, Victoria, with Kara Schilling at the controls of our studio in Washington. It's Wednesday, the 16th of January. How are you doing so far this week? Well, I hope Jennifer is doing well, and she's here to prove it.
Well, I'm doing just fine. The government is shut down. It's day 26, and this is all about border security and the images of another group of Honduran migrants that have left their home country and are currently in Guatemala, marching their way towards the southern Mexico border with Guatemala. They're expected to be in Mexico by the end of the week, and maybe even
what are the Mexicans
going to
do about stopping them?
That's a good question. Mexico has said that they're going to get more serious about trying to stop them at the border, but will that happen? I don't know.
If they really wanted to protect their country, can't they do the same thing? Why don't they put up a border wall on their southern border?
Keep these people coming in. I think, in fact, in some places they do have maybe pieces of wall. Certainly not in the places where these migrants are marching in.
Let me ask you a question.
And in some cases, well, that's not necessarily the big story, but go ahead, continue.
The other day, I heard the president talking about how the Mexicans were, in fact, going to pay for the wall because of the new trade deal. They're going to be paying a lot.
Since he was a candidate, yes. Many people who just listened to Rally Trump heard him say, build the wall, and they heard the people chanting, build the wall, build the wall. But anytime Trump has been pressed about how Mexico will pay for the wall, he's always said it's in a renegotiation of NAFTA, which is done. The USMCA is now ready for ratification from Congress. Once that's done, it should be more favorable for the United States, and that's how he said Mexico would pay for the wall.
So we've got
all of this going on, but I think what's more interesting and a little juicy is that part of what we talk about with border security is the drugs that come across the border from Mexico into the United States. And clearly one of the people behind that drug business is the cartel kingpin known as El Chapo. He is on a trial right now. Joaquin Guzman is his name. And this trial has been so interesting with lawyers getting sex messages. I mean, it will be a lifetime movie, no doubt, once this is all said and done. But according to a witness yesterday, Alex Quifantes, I think, who was a close associate of El Chapo for years, told a New York City courtroom that they had bribed the former president of Mexico. Remember Enrique Peña Nieto? He was the Mexican president from 2012 to 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they gave him $100 million to turn the other way. This shows you the corruption that is going on in the country. Yeah.
Who needs me to turn the other way? I could do it.
Now, according to reporters who were sitting in the courthouse yesterday, they said Mr. Peña Nieto had requested $250 million before they settled on $100 million. They gave it to him. They made a delivery of, like, cash and resources, essentially. Can you imagine that? It was made in Mexico City in October 2012, just a few months before he was actually sworn into office. And if anybody has any doubts that Mexico is corrupt and that people who say they are working for good in Mexico are crooks. And I don't know what this means for Enrique Peña Nieto. He's out of office now. He just left office a couple months ago.
Jail.
But, wow.
Yeah, but how?
In jail with the drug dealers.
He hasn't responded. But you're going to have to do something. Very difficult.
Yeah, you leave the country and disappear.
No, I don't think anyone in Mexico is going to even bother enforcing this. This was said in a New York City courtroom. No one in Mexico is going to go after him. It's so corrupt. And you're right, Jen. Anybody who is delusional enough to think that Mexico isn't just like the heart of corruption in our hemisphere, they're kidding themselves.
Well, in the northern hemisphere, yes. Southern hemisphere, I told you what the situation was in Peru. Even though it's a very interesting country.
I don't know if it's on that same scale, though, because Peru is so much smaller.
It's corrupt. Right. It is smaller. The dollars are smaller. But they still are catching 4 out of the 5 presidents in the last. They have a new one every year, apparently, because the one that's in office gets thrown in jail for corruption, and you never hear from them again. They haven't had an election there for years because they don't have the same system that we do. It's not the parliamentary system, but they don't have regular elections, it would seem. And the last president that was actually elected got thrown out of office. His vice president became president, and he was thrown in jail. The next guy who was vice president became president, he was thrown in jail. It's been going on. It's a sport. It's sport for them, Dan.
What I was thinking about, I don't know if you guys had this thought, but I don't know, maybe my mind's working in a reality show way or in a conspiratorial way. But remember when El Chapo escaped from prison using that weird tunnel, and mm-hmm. it happened when he was in jail, and he had that little bike waiting for him at the bottom? Who's to say that that wasn't ordered by the president of Mexico? Because escaped while he was in jail. Now, if there were orders from the top to turn the other way to try to let him escape, could that...
Wonder how much of the money he had to funnel around to pay people off the prison.
But didn't he escape multiple times?
Yeah,
it wasn't just
and
the
maybe
one
this
time,
is,
right?
Obviously, he was paying for room to operate, and he was allowed to do that. When the law finally caught up with him, he was like Houdini, getting out of these federal prison situations. So it makes you wonder if maybe that wasn't something an order from on high. I don't know that to be true. It's just what crossed my mind.
I don't even know if it would need to be that high of an order, because paying off a few guards to look the other way is a lot more direct and pretty easy.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. In a related story, the tent facility down in Texas that had been housing migrant children, many of whom had crossed the border without their parents, that's going to close. Administration announced it would close the tent camp after releasing the last of the migrant children that were being held there. So they've processed about 5,500 children since last summer. 700 other children have been moved to different sites. So do we not have the problem? Are we putting them somewhere else? How do we deal now? Isn't it awful that we have to be dealing with this stuff?
Yeah. This may be another kicking the can.
I don't know.
Part of what they're looking for with the funding for the border is not just the wall, but it's also to get 20,000 new beds so that they can house families and that they have places in detention areas that are not camps like this one. So that's a piece of what I know the administration was looking for, because like the Obama administration, they're taking a lot of heat, because the question is, with our laws the way they are, what are you supposed to do with these families who come here and you can't keep the kids longer than 20 days? And there's a lot of restrictive laws that actually force the hand of the government to do family separations, but then optically that doesn't look like the kind of country we want to be. So who knows?
Nope. All right, 14 after the hour here on the DJV program. In a moment, I want to go back to what the feds are doing. You'll be happy to know that the IRS has brought more workers back to process tax refunds and also to scour your tax returns a little more carefully. That in a moment. Right now, advice on getting healthy the correct way by using Calitrin. Don't have to go on a crash diet, don't have to use drugs, don't have to use stimulants, because Calitrin has come to your rescue. It's the all-time best way and the healthiest way for you to lose weight safely. Calitrin has been around for 30 years, proven to help with weight loss. Also, because the main ingredient of Calitrin is collagen, it helps with your joints, you rest better. Energy-wise, it's great. No side effects whatsoever when you use Calitrin. You'll feel good. You got to take it, though, every night on an empty stomach at bedtime. You take four of the pills, or you have a teaspoonful of their liquid, and then you let it do its work. But you got to follow the directions. Years from now, you're going to be very happy that you got onto this program right here, right now, listening to the DJV program. Here's the stimulation. Again, because the main ingredient is collagen, the way to take pounds off sensibly and keep them off, you stay on the program and you keep the weight loss off. I'm really back to devoting myself to it after the holiday season. I'm like everybody else, put on weight that I don't like to have and I want to get rid of it. So I'm going to get rid of it easily by staying on the Calitrin program. And how do you do that? Very easily. You go to toploss.com. That's the website. where you can order. You can't order it. You can't buy it in stores. The only way is to go online, toploss.com. Use the DJV code. Check that box for DJV. Then you get 10% off whatever you get. Plus, if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. It's the most effective way. It really is. No adverse effects at all. So, again, the product called Calitrin. The place to get it is toploss.com. Get these special deals. Use the code DJV to lose the weight.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right. Your friends at the Internal Revenue Service, boys and girls, have recalled 36,000 workers to process your tax refund. But they're not going to get paid. So you think they're going to want a percentage of what they're sending you? Wow. The feds are eager. Well, it's because the public doesn't want to wait for their returns. IRS says it's going to bring back these employees. Apparently there are 46,000 still working at the IRS. 57% of the total workforce at the IRS. The move will allow you to get your tax refunds on time, but at the expense of the IRS employees. How the hell is it at the expense of the IRS employees?
Because they're not getting paid.
They will get paid when the stuff comes back, so they're going to sit at home and do nothing? Why should they sit at home? This stuff drives me nuts. Okay, so they didn't sign up for this, and they're getting screwed by our government. We all admit to that. We all know that. But why, it's like the TSA, they call in sick. Why should they take sick days?
These IRS workers didn't just sit home. They were sent home. They were told not to go to work.
Okay.
So they're being recalled back into work, and now they're coming back to work. But my thing is, look, it must suck already to work for the IRS, and you're probably not that happy of a person if that's where you work. Now you're not getting paid on top of that, and you're managing my tax return that I can go to jail for later on. If it's wrong, I don't know. I don't like this. I don't like it.
Oh, go to jail. Nah, you would never make that much of a mistake, would you?
No.
I don't know. My neighbor just went to jail yesterday. It's top of mind right now.
Oh, it's the situation has gone to jail.
I know, but still.
Yeah, that wasn't a mistake, I don't think.
Well, I'm just saying,
but he should
top
be going
of mind.
To jail.
Incarceration.
What Victoria said, which makes so much sense. Why the hell is this guy going to jail? We spent $40,000 a year to take care of him.
Stupid.
When he should be charged twice.
He's
got the money.
Pay it back. Right.
Pay it back and double it or something. Come on. Use some sense in the government. You hear us, government? 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Program. Tori, Kara, and I and you have the pleasure of getting a rundown as to who's going to be at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival this year. They've announced their lineup, and it includes some of the really big names and different genres of music, too, ladies. The Stones are going to top off the event. Part of their No Filter U.S. Stadium run starts in April here. Also on the lineup, Katy Perry, Dave Matthews, Jimmy Buffett, Chris Stapleton, Bob Seger. Wow. I do like Dave Matthews. And I quite am, Jimmy Buffett's boring, but it's kind of interesting to see how the crowd reacts to him. And certainly the Bob Seger Silver Bullet Band, they're a great band. It's a great sound. Anyway. So it's a 2-weekend event if you're interested. Runs April 25th to the 28th and May 2nd to the 5th at the Fairgrounds Racecourse down in New Orleans. Festival is the only tour day currently listed for Katy Perry, who shared the lineup with some other female musicians. Gladys Knight's going to be there. That's a good take. Alanis Morissette, I liked her. Bonnie Raitt, fabulous. Chaka Khan is going to be there, too. And the lineup also has, this is a good take, Santana, Van the Man, Al Green, who's fab, John Fogerty, very good, Tom Jones, oh my God, Aaron Neville, Jerry Lee Lewis, when is this?
You just told us it's the end of April and the beginning of May. Yep, it's the 50th anniversary, so I think they went a little bigger this year with Jazz Fest.
First time this event is expanding to 4 days each weekend. So the tickets are on sale Friday. Single day passes are $70, discount for local residents. If you want to go to nojazzfest.com, interesting website, nojazzfest.com.
Yeah, you would think it'd be NOLA Jazz Fest, but yeah. I guess that was taken.
No Jazz Festival, New Orleans Jazz Fest. You got that, right? I hope you got that. New Orleans Jazz Fest. So
I've always wanted to go to Jazz Fest. Rich McFadden goes every year. I've always wanted to go.
So the thing is, how do you know when each of these people are they just
on the lineup?
Every
it'll tell
day?
You. Yeah, on the website, online? It'll tell you which weekend are, you know, everyone's playing, so you can pick.
Circling that. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm circling that one. Next up, musically, the song that most people equate with Africa. Remember the song by Toto called Africa? Mm-hmm. Big hit from the 80s? Well, apparently it's going to be played on a loop forever in the African desert, thanks to an art installation by Namibian artist Max Seedentop. It's a hit from 1982, actually. Already one of the most streamed songs in the world. This guy recently set up a solar-powered sound installation in the desert that will continue to play the tune on repeat over and over again. There's six speakers built adjacent to each other, attached to an MP3 player, and this is the only song on it.
This is so funny to me.
It's got solar batteries set to keep Toto going for all eternity. He said, I wanted to pay the song the ultimate homage, physically exhibit Africa in Africa. Some of the Namibians love it. Some say it's probably the worst sound ever. That's a compliment, he said. While the set is incredibly durable, he expects the desert's harsh weather conditions to eat away at the installation over time. As for the location, he is keeping that undisclosed, only for the most dedicated Toto fans. Then he'll tell you, but other than that, it's a secret.
I think they have to find it. It's like a treasure map kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, like a treasure hunt. Africa getting another boost in popularity last year when Weezer did a version of it. Became an international hit again. So that's the story from Africa on the DJV program at 28 after the hour. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get the all of the benefits by going to TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day two of a confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee will begin at 9:30 this morning Eastern Time for Attorney General nominee William Barr, who on day one yesterday testified that, unlike President Trump, he does not believe that the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation is a witch hunt.
I believe it is in the best interest of everyone that this matter be resolved by allowing the special counsel to complete his work.
Thousands of federal workers will have to keep working without pay. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. denying a request yesterday to require the government to pay air traffic controllers who are working for free during the shutdown. The judge said allowing employees deemed essential to not come to work would create chaos and confusion. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We have the clock in front of us. It says 34 after, it doesn't say it, but it reads 34 after the hour. Your daily visit with the DJB gang continues. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here to update us on yet another exciting event that's happening in this big, wide, wonderful world of ours, Victoria.
Well, this has been a story that a lot of people are talking about. It's certainly not a good one, but the Jamie Kloss, the young girl who was kidnapped from her home after her parents were killed, she recently escaped for her captor, and she has now she's living with her aunt. The guy who did all this has confessed. His name's Jake Patterson. He's 21. He confessed to kidnapping Jamie and fatally shooting both of her parents. This happened on October 15th in Barron, Wisconsin. He's being held on $5 million bail. He's scheduled to be back in court next month. He's charged with intentional homicide, kidnapping, and armed burglary. Hopefully he will go away for the rest of his life.
And now, the purpose of all of this was, he was robbing the house? Is that the
theory behind
all this?
No, he was kidnapping her. No.
Why?
She was the target. We don't know why. We don't know why. Because he's a psychopath. And he was in back of her school bus one day and saw her getting on the bus and decided in his warped mind that he was going to kidnap her. He appeared at their house two different times in an attempt to kidnap her, but there were other cars there and other things happening at the house, so he didn't. On the night that he did show up, he busted through the front door, killed the father at the front door. Jamie and her mother were hiding in the bathroom, in the bathtub, and he abducted her and killed her mom. And so Jamie was held for 88 days in his house. Now, the newest information about this case, which is also very tragic, this guy's father apparently was a frequent visitor to his house, where he had forced Jamie to hide under his twin-size bed. So Jamie was barricaded under the bed, and loud music was playing anytime someone came over to this guy's house, including the father. Now, the father appeared in court. His name is Patrick Patterson. He appeared in court, and he was just devastated, as you can imagine. He had no idea, A, that his son was a psychopath, and he had no idea that there was a little girl being held in the house while he was visiting. And so the father has been, he's been trying to reach out to Jamie's family. He wants to extend. You know,
how are you somebody's father and you don't know your kid's a psycho?
I don't know.
Just in denial? It's just denial,
I don't know.
Right?
They said that the guy was shy and quiet. He didn't like crowds. They said he was
the
a nice guy.
The son?
The son. They said that, you know, they no one had any clues. This is what the grandfather said. He said, we are absolutely heartbroken, as the whole family is. He said it's just wrenching to deal with. He was a shy and quiet kid. He didn't like crowds. He was a nice, polite boy. Computer games were more of a priority than social interaction. Ding, ding, ding. There you go. Once again, the common denominator with all of these young guys who go psycho, there's always some weird
games.
Video game connection.
Yep.
Always.
Yep. Yep.
And so, unfortunately, now this father is trying to, you know, reach out to the family and share whatever condolences he can. It's such a terrible situation, but she was 70 miles from her own house, and luckily one day this guy said he was going out for a few hours, and she decided to go out from under the bed. She put on his shoes. She ran out of the house and found a local dog walker on the street, and then that woman took her to another neighbor's house, and that's when they called the police, and she was saved, but it's just a terrible, terrible situation, and this is a court case that's going to get started next month that I'm sure everyone will be talking about.
All right, other names in the news today. Megyn Kelly settled with NBC yesterday. She's ready to move on, she says, because she's getting all of her $69 million contract. They fired her. Lawyers said, you fired her. She was there fulfilling the job you hired her to do, so you don't want her around. Swell. Pay her the rest of what you owe her, and so yesterday she got a check for $30 million. She says she's planning to return to television. Anyway.
Karen and I were just talking about this during the break. Who wants to see her at this point? Who still says, oh, I really love Megyn Kelly?
There's nothing likable about her.
Yeah. Where is she going to go? Is she going to go back to Fox? I doubt it. She kind of burned that bridge on her way out. Rightfully so. She was sexually harassed, and I'm totally on her side on that one. But where is she going to go? Who wants to listen to her?
She was on at the wrong time. That was something that the folks at NBC said. She's not a morning person. She should have been on at night. Wrong time of day. I don't know. Is that sexism? If you say a woman shouldn't be on most of the morning shows.
No, I think it's just her personality.
Right?
I think that in the morning, people expect someone more personable, more soft. They don't necessarily want, like, the super hard news in the morning.
Right.
And I think that's what she's trying to deliver. But, you know, we were just talking about this off air, and I was saying, well, you know, it's kind of NBC's mistake. They hired the wrong person or put her on at the wrong time. But the other thing is that, you know, you work on a morning show and you understand how important it is to be able to adapt and move along with things. And it's like she had no capability of doing that. Once she saw how bad the ratings were, she should have done something to try and make it better.
But I don't know,
she has such a big ego that she can only do what she wants to do and wasn't able to change that.
She would blame the guests and she blamed the audience. She would do a direct-to-camera piece, like a diatribe. She did it numerous times. She went off on Jane Fonda after Jane Fonda made a joke about her after that disastrous interview.
Let's talk about your facelift. Yeah, that's what I came here to talk about.
She just couldn't let anything go. And actually, Kara made a very, very... accurate assessment that she and Trump are, Megyn Kelly and Trump are so similar in their personalities, it's no wonder that the two of them battled it out on Fox. You know, like they both can't let anything go. Their egos are just insane, and their insecurities are insane, too. So it's, you know, I don't know where she's going to end up.
Insecurity. Right. Well, she'll find. Look at Billy Bush. Who's he talking to go
but
back
Billy
to work?
But Billy Bush was always very likable,
Fox.
Though.
Yeah,
that's
he is likable.
The big
yeah,
difference. Billy Bush him. Is likable.
Yep. Yeah. All right, here's somebody that's not apparently too likable. Hallandale Beach, Florida. The local city commissioner named Annabelle Lima Taub made a comment about Representative Rashida Tlaib, who is a Muslim.
She's the first Muslim woman elected, right?
Right.
To the
and
House?
So
yeah.
Miss Lima Taub on Facebook posted something along the lines of, well, now we have a Muslim in Congress. She's probably going to blow up Capitol Hill.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I would laugh if it weren't so accurate of how so many people feel. You know,
there was
it would
a,
be laughable,
there, Miss,
but.
Miss Tlaib, or however you pronounce her name, isn't completely innocent in all of this. Remember, she was the one who posted the on Twitter the urging Democrats in the House to go after President Donald Trump and impeach the mother blanker. That was what she put on.
Right, so. But that has nothing to do with terrorism. That's
no,
just somebody who doesn't like him.
Well, it doesn't have
a lot
sense
of people say that.
Not to post that. Do they say mother blanker?
Oh, when
really?
Referring to Trump? Yes.
Really? Yeah, really.
And worse.
I missed that. Mother blanker.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway. I don't like that. I never liked that term.
No, it's
horrible
not
term.
Nice at all, but all right. I'm just saying, like, you can call her out on saying, you know, you use vulgar language or whatever, but to then try to equate it because of her religion, that's where, you know, how are we getting any better as a society?
Well, in some ways we aren't. It's time to move on, boys and girls. You adjust to it, that's the way it is. And just because you are of one ilk doesn't mean you're going to be the same as other people in the same that we have guilt by association that's so warped in this country right now. Really pretty sick. Police in North Carolina arrested a 51-year-old man accused of striking a 13-year-old girl. This was all caught on, 11 years old, caught on video. I don't even get it. I'm not going to give you his name. I'm not going to give you the child's name. I'm going to give you the guy's name. It just seems to me that we have such maladjustment. Or people think maybe the other side of it is, like the flip side of the record is, folks think they can get away with anything. Just anything. What a pig. So Trevor Lawrence was one of the kids that showed up from Clemson at the White House for the Hamburger Fest. So supposedly, this is fake news yesterday, he was quoted as saying it was the best meal he'd ever had. And apparently he didn't say that. It was a fake quote. But he did say
that. Who quoted him as saying that?
I don't know. I didn't get that. I just got that he was all over the place trying to debunk what had been said, and it's just, I thought the whole thing was actually kind of funny, because we all have laughed about, well, there was a spread for McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and Pizza Hut, and Trump just said, well, it's all the same kind of food you like to eat anyway. Lots of cakes and pies and that sort of stuff. Do you see what was actually there on the table?
It was a huge spread of all kinds of fast food and junk food. And
Right.
Yeah.
Great-looking desserts. Anyway, he was the quarterback for Clemson, in case you didn't get all of that. Whoever it is that quoted him as saying, he was sort of exuberantly complimenting the spread that was provided by the president. He was just saying thank you. But then he said,
did
I never
Trump
said
say
this.
He said it was the best meal of his life? Because that sounds like something Trump would tweet.
Trevor Lawrence. But he didn't say it either. He said the trip to the White House was awesome. And so that's what's, you're going to walk away with that more than anything
right.
else. Right. Yeah. All right. So that's that story. 45 past the hour. Here's a story about leaving a great long-lasting impression. Actually, it's not a story. It's the truth. It's actual. And if you're using power swabs, everything is going to be satisfactual. Power swabs, most advanced teeth whitening system in the world, by far. Here's what it's all about. If you're having a problem because your teeth are not what they ought to be, because you smoke too much, you drink too much coffee, tea, whatever it is that normally discolors your enamel, and this the misunderstanding here is it's not your teeth really, it's the enamel, the outer shield of your teeth that gets yellow. So some of the things that you can get on the market eliminate, they just eat away at your enamel and leave your teeth exposed to cavities. Don't want to do that. You want to work the stains out naturally with this powerful way that Power Swabs Dr. Ginniger, Martin Ginniger, has come up with. It's just the most powerful patented tooth detergent. It's all natural, whitening agent. Lightens up the stains. You snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile. Keep doing it every 5, 6, 7 days. And after you've gone through, I think it's 10. They recommend 10 times doing it, and your teeth will be pretty much back to normal by then. It's very inexpensive, delivered straight to your door, ready to use immediately. So let's go to 800-208-1797 for you to order your power swabs right now. Use the DJV code, and you buy them for half the retail price. That's it. 800-208-1797. I think I've explained it quite well. Thank you very much. So let's get to work. Brighten up your teeth for a great white smile that'll impress everybody and save a lot of money. 800-208-1797. Power swabs. Offer not available online. Only by calling 800-208-1797 and using the code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Here's another one for the books. A mother in Minnesota facing charges today of child endangerment. She's driving down the highway. Somehow or other, the car door in the back hasn't been closed properly, so it opens up. The car seat's not properly secure. Use the rest of your imagination to figure out what happened. Car seat, kid in the car seat falls out of the car, and the kid's in the car seat. No, the kid didn't get hurt. I don't know. I mean, how featuring, you're going to charge her? She was scared to death about her child. What are you going to charge her? Child endangerment. So she was careless. What are you going to do about it? Is everybody going to get punished for everything that you do like this? It's just lucky the kid didn't get hurt. 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time now for Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here to give us the latest on the remake of the Ghost... Well, I don't know. How many Ghostbuster movies? There were a couple of sequels, then there was the female Ghostbusters. So now, what's the latest here with the next Ghostbuster movie?
There was this announcement yesterday, much to a lot of people's surprise, that Jason Reitman, the guy who directed Juno and Tully, a pretty good director and the son of Ivan Reitman, who did the original two Ghostbusters films, is going to direct a direct sequel to Ghostbusters 2, which came out in 1989 for a 2020 release. Now, no cast has been announced, so people are speculating any of the original cast, like Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, going to come back. Howard Ramis passed away a few years ago, so obviously he cannot be involved. But they did that female Ghostbusters movie 2 years ago that came out to mixed reviews. I happened to like it a lot. I thought it was really good. But the studio felt, which is Sony Pictures, it didn't make enough money. So surprisingly, they made this announcement. I like the director. I'm assuming some of the original cast will be involved in some form. Bill Murray has always been hesitant to do another one. Why? I have no idea, but I guess
it's a rat job.
My guess is that they'll cast a younger cast. I don't know if they would like Jonah Hill or Channing Tatum. They talked about that a few years ago, if they go that route. I don't know what kind of young comics are around that would be involved. Do you?
No, I don't, as a matter of fact. I was noticing something else about Bill Murray, too. He and Sofia Coppola are going to get back together again.
Right,
they did Lost in Translation. Did you see that? They're going to work in a...
I did. You know, it's interesting. Lost in Translation, which came out, I don't know, like 20 years ago, Bill Murray got an Oscar nomination. I think he won the Golden Globe for Best Actor. And his career went in a totally different direction. A lot of his old fan base really always wanted him to do movies like Ghostbusters or Stripes, that sort of territory. But but he chose to do something different. He did a cameo as a ghost in the female Ghostbusters movie. I thought he was pretty funny in that, but for whatever reason, did not want to be the star.
Why was he sitting up front in the SAG Awards? What's he done that would give him a place up front?
I don't know. I didn't
he presented an award that night.
Oh, is that right?
You mean at the Golden Globes? Yeah.
Was it Golden Globes? Oh, yeah. Golden Globes. That's right.
Yeah, he was a presenter that night.
Right.
So
right. The
SAG-AFTRA people are accusing the Academy of Motion Picture Arts of being intimidating. Using extraordinary. Right. Did you see that? Why? What's the behind the scenes?
Supposedly, I guess they sent out. Some form of communication, I don't know, via email or text, to different presenters saying if you present at the SAGs, you cannot present at the Oscars. So basically they wanted to make anybody presenting at the Oscars a prestigious thing, and they don't want it to be watered down by presenting at other award shows, specifically the SAGs.
All right,
so that type of publicity never helps, though.
No, it doesn't. The Oscars have decided to not have a host, but they're going to reassemble the Avengers actors to appear as the entire cast. So what's that as presenters?
Yeah,
what are they?
Presenters. Listen,
Robert
Downey,
Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, yeah. Jeremy Renner, Samuel L. Jackson. That'd be an interesting
call. Scarlett Johansson.
On stage.
I'm sure they're going to have a lot of really cool things during the show as presenters. From what I hear, you know, considering most likely Star is Born and Bohemian Rhapsody will play a factor in a lot of the awards, they're going to do a lot of musical numbers, so it'll certainly be different. I still think, for the most part, it's sort of a gutless move not to have a host, but
yeah,
I am curious.
I am curious. Bring back Whoopi or somebody.
Show plays out.
Yeah. All right, so I went to see Bohemian Rhapsody last night. And I did not. Yeah, well, I wasn't enthused about seeing it, but last night I got done with my work and I looked on the movie thing and I said, okay, I'm going to go see this. I thought it was a fabulous movie.
I don't know anybody who did not really enjoy it.
It was the end of it was so emotional.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Really. And where did? But I wanted to know, did they actually do that like with A Star Is Born? They actually went to a music festival, the two songs by the two stars. So where did they film that final 20 minutes, which was supposed to be at Live Aid? Where did that come from?
They recreated it.
Yeah,
the whole Wembley Stadium with all those people in there.
If you look again, if you when you see that shot, there's this sweeping overhead shot. You could tell some of the crowd is CGI. But it was still impressive and a ton of fun.
It's very good. Yeah.
There's a video circulating on YouTube right now of the side-by-side performance of the original Live Aid with Freddie and with Rami Malek, and it is uncanny. Uncanny.
Yeah, yeah. Guy deserves the award, I think, after seeing that. And there are some other great performances this year. I hope that movie from Mexico doesn't win it. I'd rather see this one after seeing it win the prize. Chucker, great job. Thank you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.